welcome to the Antioch Fort Worth Weekly Podcast. At Antioch, our desire is to cultivate a passion for Jesus and his purposes on the earth. To connect with us in community, partner with us through giving, or visit on a Sunday morning, please visit antiochfortworth.com.
Man, I'm just so excited to be here with you this morning. I want to real quick show you a picture of our newborn, Asher Walker Moss. There he is. He's on the front row over here in his little earmuffs, looking pretty cute. So, man, it is such a joy getting to be a dad and getting to be a parent. And, you know, I just want to say real quick that my wife, Charlotte Moss, is one of the most amazing moms in the world. And yes, I just want to honor you for the way that you have been such an incredible, incredible, thoughtful, loving, kind, generous mom. Marriage is awesome, but another thing that's awesome is when you get to see your spouse become a parent. And it's just such a joy getting to raise Asher with you. So, well, hey, if you've been with us over the last few months, we have been in a series where we've been talking about the Acts of the Holy Spirit then and now. And Jamie did an incredible job last week highlighting and summarizing some themes for us in this passage, as we've gone through all of the book of Acts. But this morning, we've been unpacking some of the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, and we've been talking about the then. But this morning, I want us to talk a little bit more about the now, and specifically how the Holy Spirit is active and living in our lives here and now with us today. Amen? He's alive. He's well. He's here, moving in our hearts and our minds. And more specifically, I want to share about how the Holy Spirit, his role is to bring comfort to us. He wants to bring comfort. So just turn to someone next to you and say, comfort. 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 Oh, you said comforter. I like that. Okay, we're going to go with comforter this morning. So the main thing that I have for us today is that the Holy Spirit wants to come and bring comfort today. Today. I don't know where it is that you need to know that God is drawing near to you through the Holy Spirit, but I was praying for our time together, and Jamie and some of us praying in the prayer room this morning, and we just felt like God said, this is a morning where his Holy Spirit wants to come in a fresh way. And I don't know where you need it in your life, but I believe that God wants to draw near. So if you have your Bibles, I want to encourage you to turn to John 14. We're going to be camping out there a little bit together. But before we do, I have a little illustration about how the Holy Spirit comes and his role in our lives. And I just want you to imagine with me for a moment that Jesus Christ walks through those double doors right now, in this moment. And he comes down the center aisle. Okay, obviously, I am now done with the message because Jesus has arrived. And he comes up on stage and he preaches a mic drop message because he's Jesus and he's good at that. And then afterward, he goes around and he just says, hey, I'd like to go out to lunch with somebody. Would anyone like to go to lunch with me? And by nature of status, just Pastor and Jamie and Kim would probably win. And he would probably go over to their house for lunch after the service is over. And the rest of us might be a little bit disappointed that we didn't go out to lunch with Jesus. And so Jesus, on the last night before he's about to go to the cross, begins to think to himself, I need to do something about this. Because anywhere that we see Jesus moving in the New Testament, he limited his activity to where he was. Wherever you saw him going was where you saw his deity being expressed. And so he says, I've got to change this a little bit. And he gives us these words in John 14 that when the disciples heard them, they had to have been shocked. They could have been like, what do you mean, Jesus? And here's what he said. I love this. John 14, we'll read just a few verses together, beginning in verse 15. It says, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I've told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give. So do not be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus gathers his disciples together before he's going to go to the cross. And he says, the way I'm going to set up the kingdom of God is that when church gets out, I'm going to be able to go home with all of you. And the way I'm going to do that is by sending you another comforter. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And he is going to represent me. He is going to be the third part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he's going to come near to you, and he is bringing peace. He is bringing peace. He is bringing the ability to cast out any fear that we have so that we will not be troubled. This is such good news for us as followers of Jesus that the Holy Spirit has come. He's come. So I have 2 points for us. Actually, 3, but the last one will last about 10 seconds. The first one is this. We need a comforter. We need a comforter. I used to think that, you know, you would walk through something in life and you would experience the comfort that God brings and that you would just kind of master that thing. And what I've discovered actually is the more that I'm living, the more opportunities that there are in life to need comfort, to need the grace of God. Opportunities actually go up. Anybody relate to that? We are maturing, we're growing in the Lord, but I think God always keeps us in places of need so we don't forget where our help comes from. We don't forget that we need him. We need a comforter. I looked up a little research study and I found that Gen Z in the last year, 90% have expressed that anxiousness is something that they struggle with. Gen Z, woo, all right, you know. 70% had said that they are worried about something specifically going on in their life. That might not just be Gen Z, that could be all of us as well. But I just want to encourage us this morning and say that as believers, we have the secret sauce. We have access to the one who wants to draw near and who wants to meet us so that we can experience hope like no other. And that is that the Holy Spirit is drawing near to each of us. I was trying to think of some little and, you know, big things in my own life where I've needed some comfort. Parenting is an opportunity. I've discovered he's only 10 weeks old, and here we go. I've got, you know, a lot of time to go here, all right? So, 2 weeks ago, I was just really struggling. I was like, man, I'm just a little discouraged about, like, being a dad. You know, there's just some different things that Asher needs. And so I wrote them down. Does he need 2.5 ounces or 3 ounces? All right, this is a big deal, all right, when you're 10 weeks old, okay? Is the swaddle wrapped perfectly around his body so as to not, you know, be a little bit over his bottom lip so that he can breathe properly, all right? I went down, I laid in bed, and I, like, woke up 30 minutes later, and I was like, swaddle! You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, swaddle! You know, and I, like, went into the room, and I checked, and he's fine, all right? He was totally fine, all right? Charlotte was asleep. It was all good, all right? Did I rock him enough to put him down to bed? Did I burp him enough so that he doesn't spit up? We got a spitty baby, all right? And 2 weeks ago, we were doing the little children's blessing up here, and I said, Lord, I just bless you, Asher, and up came the milk. I don't know if anybody else saw it. He rejected my blessing. I didn't like that, all right? So, should I put him down for a nap? Should I take him for a walk? What does he need? And I got to the end of my week, and I was like, man, I'm kind of tired. And in my time, yeah, you're like, yeah, yeah. Actually, I don't have any excuse to be tired. I'm just going to say, all right, moms win the award, all right. So, but anyway, I was just spending time with the Lord, and I felt like the Lord just gently spoke to me and just said, Ben, you're doing a great job. You're a great dad. It's okay. And I just needed the Holy Spirit in that little moment to remind me everything's going to be all right. It's all going to be good. Asher's going to be okay. His, you know, spit up is going to change in Jesus' name someday. All right. So I don't know where it is for you. It might be something small. It might be something bigger in your life. But the Holy Spirit is the comforter, right? And that leads me to my second point, and it's this, very simply, we have a comforter. We have a comforter. There's so many different verses that I could hone in on from this passage in John 14, but I love me a good little word study, all right? So I'm going to throw up one verse here from our passage, and it's verse 16. This is kind of the highlight verse of the passage. It says, and I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever. So I want to focus on those two words a little bit, another and comforter. So everybody say another. Another. Comforter. Another. So here we go. Another comes from the Greek word allos. Allos. All right. When John wrote this, he could have picked two different words to describe another. He could have picked allos, or he could have picked heteros. Allos means another of the same kind. Heteros means another of a different kind. He was very intentional when he picked allos. And I think what John was trying to communicate is that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's not going to be unknown to you. He's not going to be a mystery. He won't be totally different than Jesus. In fact, he's going to be another of the same kind. He's going to be another of the same family. And you're going to be able to recognize him, his voice, his works, his actions in your life because you've been with Jesus. Amen. He's going to bring help of the same kind, help of the same essence. And it will be as if Jesus Christ is with you in the flesh. Such good news. Well, thank you, Lord. You're not going to be able to see him, but the Holy Spirit has been prescribed by the Father to represent Jesus to us here on the earth. I am so thankful that God didn't send a random spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to come and be with us. So that's allos, another. The second word I want to focus on is comforter, all right? The Greek of the word comforter is paraclete, all right? Paraclete has two different words, paraclete. Yeah, woo, you know, putting that doctorate to work. All right, so not at all. All right, para means side-by-side relationship. Side-by-side. Cleate means called to do something. I'm going to hone in on para a little bit. I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit wants to have a side-by-side relationship with me when I'm in a good mood and when I'm in a bad mood. And that his work in and through my life is not contingent upon my ability, but on his keeping power and his pursuit towards me. John 14, 16, in our passage, it says that he may be with you forever. Forever. The reason that we as believers have hope, he's with us forever. He's not going to leave us. So I'm going to invite my friend, John Stevenson, to come up here with me. Y'all give it up for John. So John is going to represent the Holy Spirit today. He got an upgrade. And para, side-by-side relationship. Jesus gathers his disciples together and he says, I'm going to send you another comforter. Come on, comforter, all right? That he may be with you forever. That wherever you go, he is... Sorry, that was a little hard. Sorry, Holy Spirit. I don't want to grieve you. All right. He is side by side. And he walks with me in my life. Through the little things and through the big things. And so maybe I have a little bit of a stressful day at work. And it's the afternoon. And the Holy Spirit just kind of gently nudges me and says,
Ben, I'm with you.
Wow, you are such a good Holy Spirit. Can I have you always? All right. I'm with you. And I'm reminded, okay, I'm all right. Because there's little impressions, little nudges that the Holy Spirit can give me throughout the day to bring comfort. And then, you know, on Thursday, I'm watching the Cowboys. And I'm getting really excited, a little too excited. And, you know, they won again. And they're 8-3 this year, which is great. And I'm a little bit on a cloud nine. And I just get a little check.
Hey, Ben, I love the Cowboys too, but there's more to life than football, you know?
More life than football, all right? So my identity's not wrapped up in it, all right? So it's little things, but you know, the Holy Spirit is side by side in the little impressions in our life, but there's times in my life, I don't know about you, where I just need to pray, and I need to not just have the Holy Spirit be side by side, but I actually need him to come and take over in my life. And I need him to be the one that is leading me, to be the one, he's the wind in my sails. He is the one that gives me life abundantly. And so the Holy Spirit comes and he takes over. Y'all give it up for the Holy Spirit. All right. All right, so that's para, side by side. But he's also cleat. He's cleat, which means that he's called to do something. Do you guys know that the Holy Spirit actually has a job description, all right? Any time that the Holy Spirit is talked about in Scripture, there's a specific purpose that he has. Reasons that he comes in our lives and different ways that he is able to bring comfort. And so this bottle right here is going to represent the Holy Spirit. All right, it's not, but it's just representation. All right, here we go. And it says in Ephesians 1:13 that when we believe, we are marked with a seal of the Holy Spirit. That when we give our lives to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes in and he lives inside of us. So, John, take some Holy Spirit. Here we go. How's it taste?
Delicious.
Delicious. All right. So, the Holy Spirit now dwells within John. Wherever John goes, the Holy Spirit is with him. He's leading him. He's side by side. But there are times in Scripture where we see that the Holy Spirit doesn't just dwell in somebody, but the Holy Spirit actually comes on somebody.
Glory!
For a specific reason. Come on, Holy Spirit. All right. And yes. Okay. All right. And wow. And we need more of him. Y'all give it up for John. All right. Yeah, John. So he dwells in us, but he also comes on us. He's cleat. There's assignments that God gives the Holy Spirit for specific things in our lives. And I just want to spend the last few moments with us together just sharing a few little stories from my own life of ways that I've seen the Holy Spirit come. And I hope as I share these that they'll just encourage you, that God wants to draw near to you this morning. Okay, so the first way that I think the Holy Spirit comes on us is he is the peace bringer. He's the peace bringer. Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There was a song that I learned, all right, in elementary school. Whatever. Okay, I don't know where I learned it. All right, so, but the Holy Spirit, he loves to bring his fruit into our lives. I don't know where you need one of these this morning, but I believe that God has fresh love for you. He has fresh peace for you. He has fresh gentleness for you. He has fresh self-control for you. 2 weeks ago, Charlotte was cooking this amazing soup, and she came home, and I was holding Asher on the couch, and I just heard her start to cough. And I looked over, and I was like, huh, that's not normal. Like, are you okay? And all of a sudden, she starts to go, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's choking. She is choking. And so she signals at me like, you know, I need the Heimlich. And so I did what I shouldn't have done. I put Asher down on the couch, which is not a good idea. But as soon as she signaled for the Heimlich for me, I just, all of a sudden, this peace just came over me. And in the moment, I felt like the Lord just spoke to me and said, it's all okay. And I got up off the couch and I walked over to our little island and I just started doing the, that's maybe not how you do it. Okay, I just started doing the Heimlich. It went well in the moment, all right? It was a good Heimlich in the moment, all right? And 15 seconds later, up comes the kale. And yeah, kale, all right. And I go sit back down. This is a real story, y'all. This is a real story, all right? I go and sit back down on the couch, and fear doesn't hit me until I realized what had happened. Fear came after the fact. Yeah. But peace actually came in the moment. Wow. When I actually needed it. God shows up in ways unexpectedly for little things and big things in our life. And I just want to hold my hands open to Him. I want to be open. So God brought peace through the Holy Spirit in a kale moment, all right? So number two, way that the Holy Spirit comes, He brings strength. He brings strength in our weakness. Can I just say, some of the Holy Spirit's greatest work happens in our lives when we arrive at the end of ourselves. When it's no longer our strength, but it's His in us. I felt like I was just supposed to encourage us this morning that if you feel like you're in a trial right now or facing something that you don't understand, don't let the enemy tell you that there's not purpose in it. Because God has a way of bringing beautiful things in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of pain, in the midst of our ashes. He has a way of coming near and releasing His Holy Spirit in those moments in ways that we actually don't get to experience any other time. And I always want to be available. I want to be sensitive. I don't want to be so down on discouragement that I miss when God is drawing near, when He's coming close. So He brings strength when we need it. Aiden, are you here? Can you give me a wave if you're here? Okay, he's here. All right. Aiden Yamada and I were 5 years ago. We were in Peru. We were on a mission trip, participating with the Engage the Nations base. That's a base that Antioch does every summer as a way to empower young people to go out and to share the love of Jesus with people. And we had just finished up a day of doing some ministry, and we were at this restaurant having some dinner. And towards the end of the meal, I just was starting to realize I'm pretty tired. Like, it was a long day, and I was feeling somewhat weak. And so I told Aiden, I said, hey, let's just take a moment and let's just pray to see if the Lord would have anything for us while we're here in this restaurant, if there's anybody that the Lord wants us to encourage. That was part of our mission. We just wanted to encourage people in the city with the love of God. And we're praying, and as we're praying, I sensed the Lord just lay on my heart that I needed to share my testimony with some people in the restaurant. And I was like, that's not you, God. That's not you. Like, that is calling, you know. I'm like, Lord, please, you know. And Aiden, you know, we lift our heads up, and Aiden looks at me and he says, you know, do you feel like God highlighted anything? And I was like, nope. I feel like the Lord laid on my heart that I need to share my testimony with the restaurant here. And he said, well, great, why don't you do it? I was like, no, Aiden, you share your testimony, you know? Like, he was like, I'll pray for you, you know? I was like, okay, yeah, let's go. So I walk over, and I just kind of, and this is not normal, okay? This is not a normal experience for me. But as I start to walk over in front of the restaurant, this faith just fills my heart. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, I really think there's somebody here who you want to touch. And so I just start sharing my testimony. I took about 2 minutes, and I just said, my name's Ben, and we're a group of college students here. We're just sharing the love of God in this city. We're working with this group of people, this church. And if there's anybody here who just needs some encouragement today, we would love to pray with you. And I just said, if that's anybody, would you please raise your hand? Nobody raises their hand. And I put my head down. I'm like, I did it, God. You know, get me out of here, you know. And as I'm turning this way, I see this woman, and she has her hand in the air, and there's tears coming down her face. And she looks at Aiden and I, and she says, everything that you just shared in your testimony is exactly what I'm going through right now. She said, I've been walking away from God for the last few years, and I think God sent you here to remind me that I need to come back home, that I need to come back to Him. Would you pray with me? So we prayed together. We got to encourage this woman. And I walked out of there going, God, that was not us. That was not us at all. Because if we had been operating in our own strength, I would have been asleep already by then. But the Holy Spirit came on in a moment to bring supernatural strength. It may not be strength for sharing the gospel that God wants to give you today. It might be a circumstance in your life, but the Holy Spirit brings fresh strength in the places that we need it. One more for you. The Holy Spirit is an encourager. He brings encouragement. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. The way that we are able to hear God's voice is through the means of the Holy Spirit. You can recognize the voice of the enemy by probably bringing thoughts of condemnation. You can recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit by bringing thoughts that align with God's character and His nature and who He says He is in the Word. I just want to encourage us, and this is one of the things that I love about the culture that Jamie and Kim have created here at Antioch, is that this is an environment of encouragement. I was talking with someone the other day, and they just, one of our college students, and they said, I'm just coming to Antioch because I just feel like there's so much life in this room. Like people want to worship. People are bringing life to one another. That's not us. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit here among us. And I just want to say, man, if you feel like God is bringing you an encouragement to share with someone else, go and share it. There's just enough negativity like going on in the world today. We need the voice of the Holy Spirit to bring encouragement in our lives. I, about 4 years ago, was prepping for one of our mission trips that our college students were going on. And I was booking my flight with American Airlines. Any American Airlines fans out there? Oh, wow, mixed reviews. Okay, mixed reviews. All right. United? Like, what else do I say? Like, oh, okay, all right. And the backstory of this is that leading up to our spring break mission trip in March, I was just struggling a little bit with my calling. And I was doubting a little bit how I was doing, just like as a college pastor. And I was a little bit discouraged. And I was thinking, I'm not doing enough. I need to do different things. And I was just a little bit discouraged. And so I called American Airlines. You're like, what? You know, what's going on? So I called American Airlines. I'm booking this flight. and I speak with this representative over the phone. And, you know, I said, I'm trying to go to Panama City Beach, Florida. And she said, okay, you know, here's the options. And we're getting through the booking process. And I got my main cabin extra seat on American Airlines. And we're ready to go. And she says, okay, well, what's your name? And I said, well, my name's Benjamin. And she stops me. And she says, do you know what your name means? Whoa. Like, yeah, you know, son of my right hand, Benjamin. I knew that. She said, yeah, that's exactly right. She said, I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but I feel like I'm just supposed to tell you that God has a calling on your life. And that you are a son of his right hand. And I don't know where you need to be reminded of that, but God's with you. American Airlines, you know, like, never stopped flying them since, you know, I mean, just, there's been highs and lows along the way, but, you know, she was listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. She was sensitive to a moment, and she had no idea, and I just told her, I said, over the last 3 months, I've actually been struggling with my calling. And you telling me that is just exactly the encouragement that I needed to hear. I said, thank you. Will you pray for me? You know? and she literally starts praying for me over the phone. She's like, I just speak identity over you in the name of Jesus. You know, God, would you bless Ben and all that he works and all that he does? You know, and then we had the best mission trip we've ever had. You know, I mean, it was great. But I just love that God uses us sometimes to bring hope to one another, to bring encouragement to each other through the means of the Holy Spirit. So those are just a couple ways that I believe the Holy Spirit comes to us and draws near to us to bring comfort, to bring hope in our places of need. And my third point as we wrap up is very simply this: come, Comforter. Come, Comforter. And so I'm going to invite you to be standing right where you're at. I'm going to invite our ministry team to come forward. And we're going to take a moment here to ask the Holy Spirit to come. And I know that there are different ways, different methods that he wants to do that in our life. And for you this morning, it might be that there's a specific place where you need the Holy Spirit to bring his peace. It might be that there's a place you need him to bring more of his strength or his encouragement. It might be something else. There are so many different ways that God comforts us. But whatever it is, just want to invite you. You can stay right where you're at or you can come forward. I want to invite the Holy Spirit to bring the comfort that only he can bring. So I'm going to pray for us and we're going to take a few moments here to respond. God, we thank you that you have sent the ultimate gift in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you have not left us alone, that you have not abandoned us, that you have sent the Holy Spirit that was acting then, the same Holy Spirit that dwelled inside of Jesus. We thank you that that Holy Spirit is alive now and here, moving in our lives. And Father, we just ask this morning that wherever we need it, would you pour out your Spirit afresh? Would you come like only you can? And would you bring your strength? Would you bring your peace? Would you bring your hope? Would you bring your love? Would you bring your gentleness? Would you bring your kindness and your faithfulness towards us, God? Whatever it is, Lord, that we need to be reminded of this morning about your nature, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would you draw near? Would you come close, God? We love you, Father. We honor you this morning in Jesus' name.